It was in front of a crowd of hundreds that leaders of Malawi, Sierra Leone, Senegal, and Cape Verde spoke about the big gains their countries have made in the last few years. For the president of Malawi, Joyce Banda, the hardest thing was restoring relations with global financial institutions like the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF.
By the time I became president, we were off track with IMF. And so we had to go very quickly, go back to IMF, get back on track, strengthen governance institutions, make sure that we get the letter of comfort that we required in order for other donors to come back, including the UK, that had cut our relationship with Malawi. We also had to do several things as Malawi government. One was to repeal all the laws that we felt were controversial and were against human rights and good governance.
For Senegalese President Macky Sall, who's only been in power for about 12 months, it's been a year of economic and political reforms. It may be too early to evaluate the results. His agenda, he says, is still a work in progress. He spoke through an interpreter.
We're trying to improve AGOA. We're seeking to invest private investments at the international level. We're trying to strengthen the rule of law, to have an independent justice system.
But Mr. Sall also says that Africa is a continent on the move.
The Africa of 2013 has nothing to do with the cliches that are often expressed to talk about civil wars, where you talk about coups. But bear in mind, you had your own wars. You had the Civil War. There were wars in Europe up until 1945. Africa has just become independent for the most case since 1960. So it is normal that there should be conflicts remaining here and there. And we've had composite borders that were created by the colonialists. In terms of the overall dynamic of the continent, we are moving towards prosperity, moving towards democracy.
Mr. Sall reminded the audience that Africa is the cradle of mankind and can be magical in terms of diversity, natural resources, and its men and women. It's well worth visiting, he says, and told the crowd it's not a long plane ride.
Dakar is just 6 hours by plane from here.
His Sierra Leonean counterpart, Ernest Baikoroma, told the audience that his country is no longer the one of blood diamonds. Instead, it's become an investment destination.
Sierra Leone is the place to do business. This has been recognized by the World Bank, the IMF. Last year, our economy was referred to as the hottest economy, the place to do investment. And we registered a very high rate of growth that is not comparable to any other African country. This is as a result of the measures that we have taken, the democracy that we are building, the openness of our economy, and the structures that we are putting in place to guarantee that investment is not only attracted, but it is also protected.
Prime Minister José María Neves of Cape Verde believes it's the responsibility of African leaders to develop a clear strategy for the continent's future that takes advantage of all its assets. The island, located along the western coast of Africa, is said to be one of the most democratic nations in the region. But in order to sustain a democracy, Neves, who spoke through an interpreter, says certain things are needed.
In order to have development, it is essential there be peace and stability. It is essential also to have democracy in the country. There is no development without stability. There's no development without democracy.
He added that Africa still faces many challenges, but it's also the continent of the future.
It has enormous talent, enormous capabilities, and all we need to do is to really gather all this capacity, all this capability, all this talent, and make it work towards the development of Africa.
These African leaders say they came to the United States this time not as beggars. They are here to show a new Africa, one that's on the move. Therefore, they are in search of a true partnership where everyone will benefit. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.